She's daring. She's brave. She's Stephanie Steele. Only on BYU Idaho Radio, The Adventures of Stephanie Steele. This week's adventure, The Haunted Mill.
How much of a chicken are you?
Yeah, probably two now. We're like an 11.
Wait, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a chicken are you?
I'd say like a 1. I'm pretty brave in these things.
Yeah.
Yep.
Personally, I'm probably around an 8, but I am slowly learning to face my fears, and that is how I ended up at the Haunted Mill in Teton, Idaho. The Haunted Mill was actually used as a flour mill back in the day, but after it closed down its operations, the owners decided to give it a whole new life. The kids were already freaked out by it anyways.
When our kids would come home from school, their friends would, they would ride their bikes up close to there, and then they would say, go. And their friends would go back to into town, and our kids would hurry across the bridge and to get past there.
That was one of the owners, Kim Briggs. As you drive up to the property, the mill certainly looks haunted, towering against the dark October sky with wood peeling from its sides. Despite being in the middle of nowhere, the parking lot was packed. It seems like people can't get enough of this place. You get two options to wait in line, the regular one, or for just $5 more, the fast pass. I'm not a particularly patient person, and it was cold, so it took about 2 seconds for me and my friend Alex to decide it was definitely worth the extra money to get in faster. During our short wait, we talked about what scares us.
Do you have any irrational fears?
Yeah, clay animation.
Okay, like Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah, like Fantastic Mr. Fox and like Wallace and Gromit, they terrify me.
What? Why though?
I don't know, they're just kind of freaky. I don't like them.
Okay, that's understandable.
Hey, what about you? Do you have an irrational fear?
I told
you,
women in black.
Right.
Terrified of women in black.
Once we were inside, we paid for our tickets and then waited for a scary man in a mask and cape to tell us it was our turn to go.
Oh no.
At least it wasn't a woman in black.
Keep your group close together at all times. Stay at least 30 feet from the group in front of you and use the handrails when you go up and down the stairs.
I don't want to go through first. Not even that bad yet.
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Wait, why are they closing the...
Okay, it was a little scary.
Oh, no. Woo! Is that Jack in the Box? I know he's gonna jump out at me as soon as I'm out. I just hope nobody touches me. Ah, there's someone right behind me! Okay, hi.
Oh, no, dolls. I hate dolls.
There was a room full of... Oh, my gosh, that little doll right there on the horse thing? That's freaky.
The props were impressive throughout the whole mill. There were rooms filled with creepy dolls, creepy skeletons, creepy costumes. Did I mention that the whole mill was creepy?
Okay. Okay. That person's gonna follow us. I know it. I know it. Try not to fall down the stairs. That'd be the actual scariest part of the haunted house.
The fun thing about the haunted mill is that you don't just stay in the mill the whole time. You go outside, through a tunnel, through a different building, outside again, through a cornfield, and then back to the building. They had quite the variety.
It's kind of cold now.
We took a second outside to see how we were doing. One of us was a lot more chicken than the other.
Okay, so far, are you very scared? You don't seem very scared.
I'm not very scared. There's a couple times I jumped.
Uh-huh.
They surprise me for sure.
I see them and I know they're going to jump out of me, but I still scream when they do.
Back to the trail.
Ceiling's kind of low in here.
I'm not too tall, only 5'6", and even I had to crouch through the tunnel. So I felt bad for my 6'2 friend Alex. That guy that popped out right there, that was pretty much the only time Alex screamed, so props to that actor.
He has a light-up face. That's exciting.
It started to rain, so we were glad when we got to go back inside the building. Well, maybe.
I would definitely have a seizure. Woo! Okay.
Sometimes there was a little bit of a traffic jam. I guess we just walked too fast, because we kept catching up to the people in front of us.
We have to wait right here?
Yeah, right here.
Oh my gosh, are these two guys all up in my grill?
I figured, hey, prime time for an interview, right?
What's your favorite part? Do you like working in the haunted house? Or living here? Do you have a story about how you died? Man, tough crowd tonight.
During the entire trip, we kept hearing the people behind us screaming hysterically. It was so funny. They caught up to us in about the same spot, so we got to know them a little bit.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how scary would you say it is so far?
2.5.
A 10 out of, 3.
Are you freaked out right now?
Yeah, I hate being chased.
You can hear them behind us even in this next clip outside in the cornfield.
And you think that'd be fun to go through even in the daytime, but they're actually not, because they're full of spiders.
Yeah,
and spiders are freaky.
That is
true. Oh my gosh, there's a guy with a hand.
I know that probably sounded weird, but he really did have a huge, freaky-looking hand.
What kind of creature are you?
A ghoul.
Okay, how long have you... Are you dead?
Yes, very.
How long have you been dead?
Forever.
As we left our forever dead friend behind in the haunted house, we talked about the best parts of the trip and got input from a few other people who were leaving as well.
Okay, so the one I was the most scared of was when we were in the tunnel and the face just popped out right in front of me. And I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think that was the only part I saw you get scared at.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got scared. I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty scared of that part.
I would have to say the bridge, because the people in front of me were shaking it. I think that's probably the part I thought I really was gonna die.
Brooklyn screamed, I think, 6 times.
Only 6? That's impressive!
Okay, so my favorite part was, the room with the strobe lights. There's, mirrors in it and, people in dark cloaks with hammers. So I just thought that was very unique.
All in all, we like the Haunted Mill, and 10 out of 10 recommend it for anyone, even if you're a chicken like me. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Stephanie Steele.
Tune in again next time for the adventures of Stephanie Steele, only on BYU Idaho Radio.